I am back here in the cave making my notes. There were great cheers when we returned. Is this victory? It scarcely feels like it. Perhaps Olsen could see that in my face on the way back here. He told me to stay and rest while he took a party back to the ship to salvage what they could, and to see if there were any ways into the sealed-off decks. Some have been talking about moving back into the Hyperion and setting up living quarters. For myself, I could not contemplate doing such a thing. Yet I feel that I will be spending quite some time there in the days ahead. Commentary 2. As we know from Surov's diaries and other accounts, it took them nearly 8 years to break through to the upper forward decks from where the rest of the Hyperion was easily accessible. But they found that intermediary doors had been strengthened or blocked off entirely. The forward repair shop and an auxiliary medical station had been stripped of their most useful contents. There were also booby traps which claimed one life. The resulting disappointment caused a split. In 8 years, the survivors had certainly learned what plants, animals, and sea creatures were safe to eat, but the effort devoted to the ship had held back development on several fronts. By the spring of year 9, there were no more than a handful still at work in the ship, including Vasily Surov. At the end of year 10, they gained access to the main sick bay, just in time for the birth of the colony's fourth baby. They also finally gained access to the cryo-stored embryos. Sacrifice and resolve showed that the better future was possible. S.H. Chapter 1. Greg. 3 long grey days after Catriona merged with the Zyridin, which took her from him, Greg saw her again. He had been sitting on a mat-cushioned, sunlit perch overlooking Berrybow, a mid-level harvester town, studying a small Yuvovo statuette, when he glimpsed movement out of the corner of his eye. Looking up, he saw a hooded figure walking along a higher branch some 30-odd yards distant. He had frowned and stared as the figure headed towards a shadowy curtain of dark leaves, hand reaching out to part the foliage. Just before disappearing from view, the hooded head had turned and a half-obscured face had glanced back down at him. It was Catriona. Greg saw her for only a second, but the sight burned into his mind. Heart pounding, he struggled to his feet and yelled her name repeatedly until the Yuvovo listeners and elders from Berrybow came and persuaded him to calm himself. Again and again he told them what he saw, and the answer was always the same. Sigrana sends visions to remind the living to live. Bowing his head in weary sorrow, he stowed the statuette away in his pack, slung it over one shoulder and left, heading downwards through the dense foliage of the great forest. For all that he'd learned about Sigrana and its strange, far-flung awareness, he found it hard to believe that such a vast sentience would create a mirage just for him. And what about the Zyridin? He thought. It was created by the Forerunners too, and its powers are almost beyond comprehension.